Welcome to Phil's Fodderall Podcast. I'm going to talk today about China once again. I got some independent confirmation on my previous podcast about China and the construction boom and how they're building all these showplace buildings. Got it from an unlikely source. I was on a flight on Air Canada to Toronto on Tuesday night. And in my boredom on the flight, I pulled out the magazine in the back of the airline seat in front of me. And then the Air Canada magazine is called En Route. And the February 2007 issue, the cover story, shows a very modern-looking architecture building. And the caption is, "Modern Dynasty. The New China Thrives by Breaking with Tradition." And when you open the magazine to the article, you see a picture of a couple of pretty Chinese teenage girls, and the caption says, "Fashionistas in the Jiadan Shopping District." And there's all these pictures inside about the construction going on. There's a caption here on one of the pictures showing a very modern-looking building. It says, "Beijing has been on a crash course to reinvent itself from communist bulwark to cutting-edge capital since landing the 2008 Olympics." And then, you know, later in the article, it says a cadre of international architectural superstars are building a modern city. And it's got all these pictures, again, of modern buildings. And in particular, it's got a picture of the construction of the National Stadium for the 2008 Olympic Games that has been dubbed the Bird's Nest because the steel girders are arranged in what looks like a rather haphazard fashion that makes it look kind of like a bird's nest and the little sticks laid out by the bird. So it's all very kind of interesting. Oh, here's another quote. "Brazen new structures will define Beijing like the Forbidden City did for centuries past."